Inside North Korea, millions of people may be at risk of starvation. That's according to international aid workers who say food donations have dropped sharply since North Korea restarted its nuclear weapons program. North Korea relies on foreign aid for one-third of its food needs. But some critics argue that withholding aid is an effective way of pressuring the North Korean government. From Seoul, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Not that long ago, images of starving North Korean children shocked the world into action. At least 2 million North Koreans died during the devastating famines of the 1990s. International aid saved thousands, maybe millions of lives. But now that aid has begun to dry up, as donor fatigue combines with a new phenomenon, donor fury. Countries are angry about North Korea's nuclear brinksmanship, and they're withholding food aid as a result. Rick Corsino is the director of the World Food Program's North Korea office.
In the past, they've been very generous. The U.S., Japan, Republic of Korea, the European Union, they've always managed to separate the humanitarian issues from the more geopolitical ones. But recently, we've certainly seen a reluctance in some of our traditional donors to come forward as they have over the past several years.
Japan, traditionally one of the biggest donors, has stopped all food aid to North Korea. Other countries have reduced the amount they give. The U.S. is the biggest supplier of food aid to North Korea, donating nearly 2 million tons of corn, rice, wheat, and other staples since 1995. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says the U.S. will continue to give despite North Korea's nuclear ambitions.
We've made clear that we do intend to continue to provide food, and we don't intend to curtail food for political reasons. We have also made clear that we are concerned about the monitoring of food shipments. Any food we provide, we want to be able to work with the World Food Program and the North Koreans to make sure it gets to the people who deserve it and who need it.
The suspicion is that food meant for starving civilians is being diverted to the military or the Communist Party elite. The UN Food Program says there is no hard evidence of this, but there's plenty of anecdotal evidence, stories that suggest some people in North Korea go to bed on a full stomach. Douglas Shin, a Korean-American aid worker, says when he visited North Korea recently, government officials offered him a lavish feast.
They treated me to this banquet, which was superior to anything that I had in China and probably better than anything that I had in South Korea in terms of Korean cuisine. So the people who were able to have access to this kind of food, they were eating very luxuriously.
Of course, average North Koreans are not so fortunate. White rice may be a staple in most of Asia, but for North Koreans, it's a luxury, eaten only on special occasions. Many people survive on a mealy mixture of corn and a few grains of rice. Douglas Shin says that North Korea uses food, or the lack of food, as a way to maintain control.
To maintain their dictatorial regime, they have to make sure that the people know that those who are rebellious or who are not as royal as they should be must starve. That's the penalty.
Aid workers in North Korea are not allowed to move about freely. Parts of the country are strictly off limits, ostensibly for security reasons. In fact, North Korea is so worried about security, worried about exposing its people to outside influences, that it refuses to accept any UN food workers who speak Korean. The UN and other aid agencies accept these restrictions. They say they have no other choice.
You can't let them die. I know about this.
Norbert Wolitzen, a German doctor, worked for more than 1 year in North Korea and now helps refugees. He says the world should continue to help feed North Korea, but should also insist on a greater say in who gets the food and who does not.
Ask for food inspectors. Free access, free movement, unlimited access, no restrictions, like in Iraq with weapon inspectors. Ask for some food inspectors.
The North Korean government has given no indication that it's willing to accept such food inspectors. Pyongyang insists that it alone has the right to determine how the country's 23 million people are fed. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.
Coming up, a new stargazing technique unveils a planet that circles its sun every 29 hours. That's ahead on All Things Considered.
From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Michelle Norris.